2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, lady!
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Okay, so earlier we were talking about the creepy things that guys do.
Mm-hmm.
How about the creepy things that girls do? And Gandhi, I feel like you've done one or two things.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Why?
I really do. Just because every girl does, whether she realizes it or not.
Okay, I mean, it's possible.
So, we'll get to you in a second. So, I want you to compile that list, because I know you probably did stuff. You're like, okay, this sounds like it could be creepy, but probably not. But it is. So, I remember I went on a date with this girl one time. We had just met for drinks. We're having, I don't know, nachos at a BJ's, which it's a restaurant in California. Look it up.
It's creepier, by the way, if you switch those two.
True. And so we're like an hour into this date, first time meeting this person, and she goes, oh, we'll always remember this booth at our, during our first date if we ever come back here.
Oh,
what?
Wow. She was planning too far ahead.
Like, what? No, yeah, no, like that, an hour in, it was like the record skip, scratch, brakes went on, and I just like, you know, my seatbelt engaged because
yeah,
I was
just... We can tell our children about this booth.
Like, oh, no, oh, we'll always remember where we sat on our first date. Oh, no, honey. Done.
Okay,
I'm sorry. That was creepy.
Back to what we were talking about. If it would have been a super hot girl that you were like, damn.
She was hot.
Oh,
she
was
hot. Which made it even worse because you see these girls that are super hot and everybody's attractive in their own right.
Sure.
And you're like, oh, my God, I'd love to be with her. There are some creepy hot people, too.
There are creepy hot people, but I feel like the creepiness sets in when you're just not attracted to them anymore because their personality is weird. Yeah, there are creepy hot people, but if you're attracted to someone, I just feel like nothing they do is creepy.
No, Gandhi, you said it best earlier.
It's all romantic.
When the 50 Shades of Grey reference. I mean, if you found them hot, then it's not creepy, but you put an ugly person in that situation, all of a sudden, super creepy.
That's called a restraining order.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
You,
so
not,
you,
not
you know, but
that.
It's so true, though. You have to be hot. If you're hot, you can get away with a whole lot more.
Even then, I feel like there's a line.
He was hot and rich. He had a couple things going for him, but just showing up inside somebody's apartment, that is criminal. I'm pretty sure that's like breaking and entering.
It's also a movie, okay? It's a movie.
I feel
like that stuff happens in real life, though, at times.
Yeah, that's because I call the cops on you.
Is there also a thin line between creepy and cute? Because,
no,
okay,
that's a thick line.
I was dating this girl.
Uh-huh.
Well, tell me, it's a thinner line than you think.
Uh-oh.
I was dating this girl a while back. I was living at my parents at the time, and it was my birthday. And I woke up in the morning, and my entire car was wrapped in, like, gift wrap, and she had balloons hanging from the, you know, helium balloons on the windshield wipers and everything as a birthday gift. She had snuck over to my house in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning to do that. Some would think that's cute.
This was your girlfriend?
This was a girl I had been dating for maybe about a month.
Okay.
It's a nice gesture. I was flattered. But at the time, some of my friends were like, dude, that's pretty creepy.
You know what? 1 year anniversary, what a great girl. 1 month, creepy.
Well, look at the other option. She could have snuck into the house and killed you, which she didn't.
Right.
Yeah, she was waiting for the ring. Like, that's something you do.
But I just think anytime you're sneaking around in the middle of the night doing anything, could be
borderline creepy. It was nice of her, just a little early, I think, in the relationship.
I think the strangest words ever when you're first dating someone are, is it too soon to say blank? Or is it too soon to say I like you or love you or see this going somewhere. Whenever you preface with, is it too soon? Yes, it's too soon to say.
Yeah, I feel like if you have to ask the question, it probably is. But I'm like the queen of not addressing anything. Ever.
Yeah.
I don't
How do you do that?
Things.
How do you get around it?
I just look away. You know, like when dogs do something bad and they won't look at you? That's how I am. If I don't want to discuss something, I just look off in the other direction.
So have you ever been in the situation where a guy's like, Gandhi, I love you?
Oh, I'm going to vomit right now.
But it has ever happened when you're sitting there and then it doesn't, the guy's like, and you want to tell me something?
Right. Well, it came out of nowhere. We weren't dating or anything like that. So I was like, what?
Gandhi thinks it's creepy if a guy says, let's make love.
You don't think it's creepy if a girl says, let's make love?
Yes, yes.
The
creepy
term make love is creepy in its own right.
I'm just happy to hear anything at this point. So.
Do you guys want to know the other things that people think girls do that are
creepy? Yes.
I think I have done a couple of these, to be honest. So number one, it says we stalk our crushes and everyone they've ever known online. Guilty. But I think you guys do that too.
Yeah. I think everybody does now. It's just so easy.
So easy.
Taking a peek.
I'll go look at one right now. Yeah. Hang on.
I've done the thing where, like, I click on, let's say, a picture of him, and then there's just a random girl in a background photo. I'm like, oh, who is she? How do they know each other? How far back do they go?
And then you hit the tag tab, and you're like, oh, who is this?
Oh, I see they used to hold hands. What's going on here?
Nate, this is a podcast. You don't actually have to look her up.
No, I'm looking it up.
he's actually looking her up.
Gandhi, earlier on the show, you were mentioning something about the dog in the picture.
Yeah.
And you're around the room.
Yeah, people told me I was creepy.
For a second?
Yeah, okay. So I said, is this creepy of me? My friend dropped me off yesterday, and when I got out of the car, this guy was walking across the street, and he had a little backpack with a dog in it. And she was like, oh, my God, I'm in love. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. She took a couple pictures of him because I didn't see that part. So she sent it to me and said, this was outside your apartment. She wants to find this guy. She posted a picture of him, and she asked me if I could help her. So I was like, sure. So I posted pictures of him, and people think I'm a creep for
it. Well,
okay. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay, so here's the text that came in right after that we didn't read on the air.
What?
It says, Gandhi is such a hypocrite with her around the room after ripping apart Scary and Nate for their massages. Just because the person has a dog doesn't make it no longer creepy. That guy didn't consent for her to take the picture.
No.
And if he saw Gandhi do it, he would have totally thought it was creepy.
Agreed.
Talk about double standards. Disappointed in the girls on the show.
First
today.
Of all, texter, let's address one thing. Touching someone against their will and taking a photo of somebody out in public are very different things.
Okay.
Second of all, I admit I think it's possibly creepy. My friend wants help finding this guy. I'm going to help her find it. And if that means I'm a creep,
and
I'm
how
a creep.
Offended is this guy going to be? She took a picture because she thinks he's hot.
Continuing along.
Like, it wasn't Scary, like, oh, look at this creep.
Here's another text.
If Scary or Nate or any other guy posted a pic for a girl with a puppy, it would be definitely creepy. Hashtag double standard.
Not at all. If you said, look at this girl with these blouse puppies, that's offensive.
Here's another text.
A girl with a puppy.
Right after it. You guys have to acknowledge if the genders were reversed in Gandhi's scenario, it would absolutely be considered creepy. What the hell?
I actually don't think it would. If one of you guys came in here and you're like, I saw this girl walking across the street. I think she's hot.
Yeah.
Help me find her. I'd be like, that's kind of cute.
I actually reversed the situation in my head too. And I'm like, I think. That would be okay if if I saw a girl, I'm like, who is this?
This
like,
person says
walking down the street in public, Scary, in public. I didn't take a picture, and neither did she of somebody in there.
If you're like, hey, look at this girl, I took a picture of her skirt on the subway, that's wrong.
Creepy. Yeah.
Look at this girl with a puppy.
If you reverse the situation, that's creepy.
What are these, a bunch of like incel MGTOW
guys? Another texter. Reverse the genders and see if it's creepy. Another texter. Is it creepy if a guy took a picture with a girl with a dog and posted a picture of
it? But we just answered this question 10 times.
Okay, we get it, Scary. We get it. A lot of text messages.
I mean, it's like the Bachelor and Bachelorette too. It's the same thing. Like when it's the Bachelorette on TV, it's like, she's finding love. And when it's the Bachelor, it's like, look at those sluts just trying to get with this guy. Like it's a double. I get it, but if Gandhi went over to the guy who was holding the dog and gave him a massage, creepy.
That's creepy.
And plus, she didn't take the photo.
That's a okay. That's different. You go to a stranger and start touching them. That's wrong.
No, you never.
If it's
do that.
Danielle sitting here, which she's rubbing. Okay, I see the point.
Anyway, I was just fascinated by the listeners getting aroused over that comment.
And were they aroused? Is that the right term?
Riled
up, I think.
Riled
up.
Creepy things, guys. Yeah.
They're all very aroused by
riled up over that
describing
comment.
It. So, Gandhi, have you ever done anything creepy that you, in hindsight, now look back and like, ooh, I shouldn't have done that?
I mean, I'm sure that I have, but I don't think I'm much more cold than I am creepy. Like I'm more apt to run away from something and just be like, I feel creepy, I'm out of here, than to actually cry. I mean, do I do a deep dive on people on social media? Yes, okay. I do.
Can I tell you something I did that may have been creepy and crossed the line?
Yes, please.
It was.
I was working with Ryan Seacrest at the time, and we had Brittany Murphy come in.
Creepy.
She's passed now.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And she came in. And I had this thing that I would do for girls when I was a bartender and waited tables. I would make a flower out of a napkin.
Oh, yeah.
Clever little thing. And I had one, and I gave it to her as just a joke or whatever. Yeah. We were just sitting there. And she thought it was the cutest thing. She came over and gave me a hug. I'm like, oh, my God, this is so cute. Proceeds to go out in the hallway and ask one of the other girls on the show if I'm single.
Oh.
They don't do anything about it. So they're all like, well, Nate, you should do something. You should come. I'm like, I don't have her phone number. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
So this is where the creepy comes in.
I like it already.
I made 11 more paper flowers and had them sent to her. And I said it with a note to complete the dozen.
I actually don't think that's creepy.
No, did you get the phone number?
What? How'd you find her?
Through her publicist. Okay. We had a sense.
That's the creepy part.
No, it's not. You know what? That's shooting your shot. Sniffing her seat, that's creepy.
Okay, thank you for clarifying, Siri. I don't know how that would have come into play.
How did she take it?
Again,
did she call you?
These are very different things we're talking about.
No, but I'm just saying, I'm just making a comparison. I mean, what he did was he took the time and effort to be cute. You know?
Did you yell at your coworkers for not...
I was kind of upset because it's Brittany Murphy. I'm like, I'm 23 years old, whatever. Yeah. So then fast forward and nothing happened. So I sent the flowers, no response, crickets, radio silence. And so fast forward about 7-8 months later, she came back in for another movie and was... Oh, no, she didn't come back in. She was on the phone. And when she was on the phone, she goes, oh, by the way, is Nate still there?
Oh.
I said, oh, I got the flowers, but my cleaning lady watered them and ruined them.
She watered napkin
paper
roses?
Flower, yeah. No, wait, exactly.
Was your phone number on one of them?
Nate.
No.
As a guy friend, that's her pretty much saying,
no,
hey,
I would love for you to make some more flowers for me.
Oh. Yeah. What'd you do?
So nothing ever came of it.
But that's
a solid move. I think it's a good move.
Okay, it wasn't creepy, though.
Did she commit suicide?
Drug overdose. Drugs. I think it was a drug overdose.
It wasn't because of you.
It was something that had to do like with mold.
Oh my god! Yeah, it's Legionnaire's disease. Something
like
that.
It was
something weird.
It was something strange.
Yeah, she just was not in a good place.
Inhale paper flowers.
But yeah, and then she started dating some other guy. Anyway, but yeah, I did it. Shot my shot.
I think that's a good shot. Actually,
it appears to be natural causes. Okay.
She died of natural causes.
Yes.
Yeah, but she got married shortly after that because she got married in what 2004. Five, I want to say.
Yeah, primary cause of death was pneumonia, secondary factors, iron deficiency, anemia, and multiple drug intoxication.
That's what it was.
Well, this took a turn.
All right, is this creepy? I don't know what category this falls under. I think I've told the story. Creepy.
Wait, did you do it, bro?
I didn't do it.
Okay. Creepy.
Then we'll need the jury's out. Go.
So many years ago when I was single, I took this girl out on Long Island to a club. And we had a great time, a few hours, dancing, whatever. And on the way home, she goes, oh, can we swing by this address? I got to drop something off at a friend's house. I'm like, yeah, no problem. And so we get there, and there's a car in the driveway. And she gets out of the car with the soda. We had bought sodas or something at one of the stores on the way home. And she takes the soda, and she pours it all over the guy's car, or the person's car. So she gets back in my car. She goes, drive, get out of here. So I go. This is my first date with this girl. I go. What do you mean drive? Just floor it. So I floor it. And I go. What was that? She goes. That's my ex boyfriend. F him. I wanted to pour soda on his car, so it ruins the paint job.
Oh my god!
You're an accomplice to a crime.
Yeah.
That's not creepy. That's awesome.
So that's not creepy. That's just. But on a first date, it's creepy of her.
It's not creepy of you.
No.
I mean, you became an accomplice.
I did.
Where'd the date go after?
Like, home?
Was that like a one and done?
Yeah, I decided I don't want to be her next ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Like, that she would care about because I cared about my car. So, no, we didn't have another date.
So, Nate, you kind of hit on this one. It says, girls imagine their lives together and exactly what they would be like in creepily specific detail. So that girl that you were talking about with that was on your first date was already planning like your 6-month anniversary.
Yeah. That's my suggestion for anybody going on a date. Don't get ahead of yourself. Just say, oh my God, I'm having so much fun here in this moment.
Don't say, what do you think our kids would look like?
Yeah. Oh, I've had that.
I blame Disney movies for this. This is all Disney movies.
That one freaks me out the most. I feel like I've had guys say that to me repeatedly because they think it's cute. And I'm like, if you knew how I felt about children, you would never say those words to me.
Same thing with me.
Our babies will be so cute. Oh, Get out of here.
I always wanted blonde-haired, blue-eyed babies.
Whatever noise Scary just made, that's also creepy. Here you go.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.